Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Great literary fiction may be ranked according to the insights it gives us into the real world and actual human existence, in which case the parable of the prodigal son is undoubtedly the greatest piece of fiction ever authored. This story tells us, in sudden, broad, and beautiful strokes, about the history of whole civilizations and peoples. It's a story about the lost and found younger brother, and the unforgiving, ungrateful older brother. The younger brother represents the Gentiles, the older brother, the Jews. It's a story about the lost, dissipated secular world and the proud, ruthless Muslim world, both of whom have rejected their relationship with their loving father. It's even a story about fallen humanity, which has returned to the Father in the person of Jesus. And it's contrasted with the fallen angels, those elder brothers of ours, who still refuse, due to their eternal pride and envy, to come back into the Father's house. So the prodigal son is the perfect segue from the Old Testament to the New. But most of all, this story is about the individual human heart and the untiring effort of a loving father to bring each of us home. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. In this parable of the prodigal son, let's start out with the younger son. Every one of us carries the temptation to worldliness, to ignore, abandon, forget God, and lose ourselves in the interests of this life. This is what the younger brother does. He thanklessly receives, actually demands, countless gifts from God, and promptly proceeds to turn his back on the giver. God has entrusted us with so much, bodies, minds, possessions, relationships, all for the sake of working to build up his kingdom. And instead, we squander his gifts. We indulge our bodies, waste our minds, heap up possessions pointlessly, and we exploit our relationships. The prodigal son gets his name from how prodigiously, how quickly, he burned through his inheritance. Yet, how prodigiously we waste our time and our gifts. It's amazing how quickly we burn through our lives and how little use we make of God's gifts in the process. We live for the world instead of for the Lord, and then the world turns on us, and the feast turns into famine, our self-indulgence turns to perversion and loneliness, our plans and projects come to an end, and we're humiliated and empty, and our souls go hungry as we tend the pigs of our addictions. Then, when everything else has shown itself to be a stupendous failure, a total letdown, we remember God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Some of us realize the world isn't a smart long-term investment, so we decide to go the religious route. We join up with God. We follow the rules. We put in our time. But why? So we can cash in at the end. It's not because we really love God or because we really are filled with a desire to serve Him or make others happy. At the end of the day, we're still just thinking about ourselves. And the truth is, we're often envious of the non-religious people. They seem to have such a good time, and they don't seem to get punished for it. And we're stuck with the same old boring morality and religion. Just look at the older brother in the parable. He only thinks of his life in terms of his eventual payout. He envies the fun his little brother must be having. And when that brother comes home and is welcomed with a celebration, no way. No way. It's not fair. He gets all the fun with his drinking and prostitutes, and then he gets his inheritance back too? Do you see that the elder brother doesn't care about the father, doesn't appreciate his closeness to him, and he cares nothing for his brother's happiness? All this time, the prodigal son has been lost, confused, alone, destroying himself, living in shame and indignity, while the older brother has been living in the father's house, able to work side by side with the father who loves him and honors him, values him, and has shared his whole life with him. And then the older brother complains about not getting a goat. How is it that we dare to envy non-religious people their sin, and we resent God for being a hard taskmaster when He saves us from ruining our lives, and then we begrudge it when He rescues our brothers from the human wreckage of their sins? If our religion isn't based on gratitude for the happiness of loving God, for His filling our life with good things, for His teaching us how to avoid destruction, and for His offering us all He has, if our religion isn't based on a deep pity for the suffering of those who are far from God and a delight when they finally come back to the fold, then it's a religion that will keep us out of the kingdom when the repentant have entered it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. In the story of the prodigal son, neither brother realizes that intimacy with God is happiness, and that a sinful worldly life, a life separated from God, is pure and simple misery. So how do we avoid their mistakes? We seek friendship with Jesus, and we ask him for that gift. And then we do the one thing necessary for friendship. We spend time with Jesus every day, talking to him from the heart and listening to him in meditation. We cultivate that friendship with daily prayer. And secondly, we refuse to hunger for a sinful life. And we remember that all sin carries within itself the seeds of its own misery. And third, we pray for those who are far from the Lord, and we do everything we can to bring them back to the Father's love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The story of the prodigal son is about the tension we all experience, whether in the church or out of the church, between the longing to find happiness in worldly things and the knowledge that happiness lies only in a loving relationship with God and others. But as many people have pointed out, the most important character of the story is the father. The father who leaves his house, who runs out the door to bring his boys back home. This is a father whose love is unconditional. It doesn't matter what his sons have done, what they're guilty of. One son is a moron who abandons him, systematically wrecks his own life, and only comes back to the father when he has no other options. The other son treats his father's love and care as a burden, and in exchange for all the blessings he's received, he demands that his less fortunate brother be kept unhappy forever. Doesn't matter. The father just wants them both to join the feast. That's God's love for us. It doesn't matter what horrible children we've been, how disgracefully we've treated him. Because there's only one thing the father wants. He just wants us back home. It's really wonderful when you think about it that you and I have a father like him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what caught your attention with this magnificent parable of the prodigal son?
I think it's getting harder to envy the younger son in the sense of, I don't know, I look at people and I feel so satisfied with our Catholic communities that it's really hard for me to envy people outside of it. But it kind of reminded me of a line from Brideshead Revisited, where this young Catholic girl who she's kind of fallen away, come back, she's kind of playing with it, she's kind of thinking about returning, and she says she's kind of going on about some wistful ideas about all these Protestants or all these non-Catholics or all of these people who have fallen away from the faith getting into heaven before her, because she knows too much and she knows about the faith and she can't just have this last minute conversion. And she has that kind of envy for all these people who can go off and not think about it or not know about the faith and kind of the pressure that comes with it. But I think even if you spend a lot of time with those people, if you spend a lot of time with people who don't know it, you don't find much to envy.
Yeah.
As in when you get the things that you think your faith is holding you back from.
Your mom and I, each night during Lent, are reading one section, one canto of Dante's Inferno, where Dante, led by the poet Virgil, takes a journey down through hell.
Yeah.
And each level of hell is designated for a different sin. And what Dante shows you is that let's take anger and resentment, that both anger and resentment come with their own punishments. Because we tear ourselves to pieces with both anger and resentment. And that those people who are in hell because of that are torn apart by anger and resentment for eternity.
Yeah. It's the older son might think that the younger son is getting everything at no cost, but it was at a cost, the greatest cost. Every second of it cost him something. Every second was unpleasant.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a good reminder that while sin might give us momentary pleasure, it gives us lasting misery.
And that so much of it is simply greener on the other side.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for the older brother to think, well, he's had the best lot possible, and now he comes back and he gets the best of this lot as well. While the younger brother's thinking, he's had this all the time.
Yeah.
It's good to take a moment and look at ourselves from the outside.
I think one of the best resolutions from the parable of the prodigal son is to just, I mean this, and actually I did this the other day. I sat down and I wrote at the top of the paper, I am happy. And then I started to list all the things I'm happy for, starting with God. And you just make a record of all the things you're grateful for. And then realize, ultimately, they all came from God. Yeah. They were all gifts from God.
Mm-hmm.
And then to ask ourselves, okay, How have I responded to God's love after all these blessings?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good exercise.
It's easy to forget, but I definitely need to do that.
Well, we have concluded our series of walking through the Old Testament, and we're growing closer to Holy Week. Now we enter in these last stages of Lent, and focusing in on the love and mercy of Jesus. So thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.